7:50 now at KLIF. Late yesterday, the Pentagon announced they had messed up in the court-martial of the suspected South Texas shooter. They failed to report his 2012 convictions for assault, and that would have kept him from being able to purchase a gun.
Excuse me. Joining us now to talk more about what typically happens at a court-martial is defense attorney Brian Buffard, a former JAG officer. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Dave and Amy. How are y'all?
Just fine. So tell us a little bit about what this guy went through when he was court-martialed for domestic abuse.
Yeah, he was charged with, I believe, two specifications of assault. I believe one on his wife and one on his child. And whether you're in the civilian world or in the military, federal, state, wherever you are, that is a conviction that will trigger a loss of your privileges to own or transfer firearms or ammunition. The problem here, as you noted, and as you know, frankly, to their credit, the Air Force is honestly admitting they didn't fill out that form. They didn't fill out that form that reports the conviction to the FBI so that it can go in the national database. And their failure to do that, I think that you're going to see in days to come as this story develops, is that this is not just a big oversight. This is a big routine oversight.
How does something like that fall through the cracks?
Well, because the system, honestly, it's a process problem. There is no system in the military, and by system I mean a computerized database or a computerized procedure to properly report all of these cases. If you get in trouble in Texas, that's going to be reported to the FBI. So when you move to Michigan and get in trouble there, they're going to know what happened in Texas. Okay. That type of system should absolutely, I mean, it's 2017. It should exist in the military. It does not. And this is the result.
Obviously, he lied on the forms when he went to apply for the guns. But I guess you can't be surprised by that.
Well, yeah, people who are going to commit horrible crimes are not going to necessarily be deterred by other laws that say you can't own firearms. And I don't want to go so far as to say that, 26 people are dead because the Air Force didn't fill out this form. But I think we can say that, it was easier for him to kill 26 people because of this oversight. Could he have still gotten a gun elsewhere? Yeah, of course he could have. Let's be honest.
Sure. Tell us the difference about between a dishonorable and bad conduct discharge. Now, this guy Kelly was kicked out of the Air Force on a bad conduct discharge. How is that different?
They're really not that different. They are both punitive discharges. By punitive, I mean they can be awarded only at a court-martial. The military does not use the felony misdemeanor distinction the way that civilian jurisdictions do, so you can't translate it exactly onto that. But a dishonorable discharge can only be awarded at a general court-martial, which is the most serious level of court-martial. A bad conduct discharge is sort of the rough equivalent of a misdemeanor-type punishment. That can be awarded at a special court-martial or a general court-martial. And the difference between those two terms is one is sort of roughly equivalent to a misdemeanor court. The other is roughly equivalent to a felony court.
So how can we prevent this from happening again?
Well, there is a system in the federal court system called PACER, P-A-C-E-R. It is a nationwide database where you can go in and see everything that's been done, everything that's been filed in any federal case in the nation. The military is a federal jurisdiction, and while it would take, some amount of effort to get them up on PACER and to require proper reporting in all cases and not leave it up to anybody's discretion, that is a problem that can be fixed. And again, I'm surprised and dismayed in this year that hasn't happened yet.
All right. Brian, thank you very much for taking a couple of minutes to talk with us about this. We appreciate the information.
Y'all have a great day.
You too. There's defense attorney Brian Buffard, former JAG officer.